This is URN.
URN After Dark is committed to bringing you music from across the spectrum. Please be aware that this program may contain strong language. If you are offended by strong language, please log on to urn1350.net and check out our podcasts from across the station. Enjoy the show.
Are you doing something dirty?
Are you doing something your parents don't know about?
Are you breaking the law?
Are you breaking the rules?
Open your knees and feel the breeze. Nottingham's calling and punk is here to stay.
Hello, mate. All right?
Yeah, I'm all right.
I'm back here for another hour of fun and games with my co-host Charlotte Marr. We're going to bring you the best things from the punk world, post-punk, pre-punk, all the things. They're going to be flying at you for the next 60 minutes.
Yes, last week we introduced you to all sorts of punk music from different genres of punk.
Different generations as well. Yeah,
we did. And today we hope to do pretty much the same
thing.
Yeah,
continuing in the trend that we set last week.
We have new music to share with you as well, which is very exciting.
Yeah, from some pretty local guys, but we'll keep that under our hats until we end up playing that for you. Mm-hmm. We've got a good few songs lined up, haven't we?
We have, and we're going to kick it all off with the classic Ramones. And this is I Want to Be Sedated, and we'll talk a little bit more about them after this track.
Enjoy, guys.
I'm
Ramones there with I Wanna Be Sedated.
Talk about the sound of America in 1978.
Yeah, it really was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It's just New York right there. It's Queens, isn't it, they're from?
Yeah, but this song is not about their location. I was reading up on their lead singer who wrote the song, and he's saying that this is a song for everyone that's doing the road trips in their life. They said they were on tour 360 days a year, home for just Christmas, and that's it. And this was the song that helped get them through.
Oh, brilliant.
So, yeah.
That's so lovely. Ramones, they are actually quite often known as the first band to define the punk sound as well.
Are they?
Yeah. Which is interesting, really.
78's a bit late for that.
Isn't it?
Maybe it's American punk.
I would probably say that.
You know what Americans are like with their once they've adopted a genre, it's their genre. Just wait till they get hold of grime music. That's going to be terrifying.
Help us all, eh?
Help us all, yeah.
But yeah, if you've not heard of the Ramones, I don't know where you've been, but Sheena is a punk rocker is probably my favourite of the Ramones songs.
See, now this is my favourite, and that's why it happens to be queued up on our punk rock show. we are totally, totally unbiased in all of the music
obviously.
That we choose, yeah?
We will play more like the Ramones as in The Clash, Sex Pistols. We'll play more of the famous punk bands as the show goes on.
But we've got to appreciate the niches, haven't we?
We do. We're going to go to Suicidal Tendencies now.
That's a niche.
It is. And this is Institutionalized. Do you want to talk about it after the song?
Yeah, I think this song speaks for itself more than any other that we've
really
got on the list.
I think it really does. You'll see what we mean in a second. Here it is.
Sometimes I try to do things, and it just doesn't work out the way I want it to. And I get real frustrated. And like, I try hard to do it, and I like, take my time, and it just doesn't work out the way I want it to. It's like I concentrate on real hard, but it just doesn't work out. And everything I do and everything I try, it never turns out. It's like, I need time to figure these things out. There's always someone there going, hey Mike, you know, we've been noticing you've been having a lot of problems lately, you know? Maybe get away, and like, maybe you should talk about it, you'll feel a lot better. And I go, no, it's okay, you know, I'll figure it out. Just leave me alone, I'll figure it out, you know, I'm just working on myself. They go, well, you know, if you want to talk about it, I'll be here, you know, and you'll probably feel a lot better if you talk about it. So why don't you talk about it? I go, no, I don't want to, I'm okay, I'll figure it out myself. And they just keep bugging me, they just keep bugging me. I was in my room, and I was just like staring at the wall, thinking about everything. Then again, I was thinking about nothing. And then my mom came in, and I didn't even know she was there. She called my name, and I didn't hear her. And then she started screaming, Mike, Mike! And I go, what? What's the matter? She goes, what's the matter with you? I go, there's nothing wrong, Mom. She goes, don't tell me that. You're on drugs. I go, no, Mom, I'm not on drugs. I'm okay, I'm just thinking, you know? Why don't you give me a Pepsi? She goes, no, you're on drugs. I go, Mom, I'm okay. I'm just thinking. She goes, no, you're not thinking, you're on drugs. None of people don't act that way. I go, Mom, just give me a Pepsi, please. All I want is a Pepsi. And she wouldn't give it to me. All I wanted was a Pepsi. Just one Pepsi. And she wouldn't give it to me. Just a Pepsi. Keep my shirt with my knees. Got me back to see a sleeve. Just got me, just play me. It's a good deal, it's great. Oh, I'm not saying that. Here's the dessert. You're the one that's great. In my room, my mom and my dad came in. They pulled up a chair and they sat down. They go, Mike, we need to talk to you. And I go, okay, what's the matter? They go, me and your mom, we've noticed lately you've been having a lot of problems. And you've been going off for no reason. And we're afraid you're gonna hurt somebody. And we're afraid you're gonna hurt yourself. So we decided that it would be in your best interest if we put you somewhere where you can get the help that you need. And I go, wait, what are you talking about? We decided. My best interest? How do you know what my best interest is? How can you say what my best interest is?
said, I'm crazy. When I went to your school, I went to your churches, I went to your institutional learning facilities. So how can you say I'm crazy? Say no to this one, right? Leave it up to them, I think. My time is in my head. Mentally, I'll be dead. I'm crazy. Here's the truth. You're the one that's crazy. Here's the truth. You gotta be crazy. Here's the truth. Addicted and in truth. Say what the only truth is giving you. From the start, I'm just like the enemy myself.
Suicide tendencies there.
With institutionalized.
Yep. It's, I think suicidal tendencies are an acquired taste.
Yeah, they definitely are.
I like them.
Oh, yeah.
But then I have...
You have a punk rock show, so I suppose,
well, that's,
you know,
true,
you are inclined.
I also have, I think I also have a background in metal music, and I think they, especially their drumming from their songs, is very much more...
Metal
influence.
Well, they...
So, that's why I like them. I can see why some people who listen to more mainstream punk, if that's...
Yeah, no, I understand.
...a thing to say, might not like suicidal tendencies.
Yeah, well,
I think they are more of a Marmite in terms of the punk world, but I like them because of my metal background.
Well, interestingly enough, I think it was 2013, they were up for a Grammy for Best Metal Band, and came second to Ozzy Osbourne.
Of course.
I suppose sort of metal royalty isn't the worst thing to come second place to.
It's not, is it? But, I mean, they describe themselves as a thrash band, which can be seen as punk and metal.
Yeah. Well, it's one of those things. This song especially was never that commercially successful. But no. I was reading up on it the other day, and this is the first hardcore punk song, you know, quote unquote, that... MTV really took on board and gave it a lot of significant playtime. And if you're thinking about when this song was written, you know, MTV was the biggest force in music.
Yeah,
you know, video had killed the radio star by that point. So that's not a punk song.
I love that. That's so cool. If you haven't seen the video, it's quite fun to watch as well, if you have time. It's on YouTube. It's just basically him shouting to a camera with, like, his... I think it's his mum in the background or his wife. I don't know which one it is, but... She's like moaning at him, and he's just shouting at the camera, which is always fun to watch. War Inside My Head is also one of my favourites by Suicidal Tendencies.
Yeah, I mean,
which you can listen to. That's from the Join the Army CD in 1987. Unlike this one, that's from the 1983 album, which is self-titled, isn't it?
Yeah, yes, it is. And talking of songs from the 1980s,
we're
bringing up. Last week, I brought you one female lead singer punk rocker in Joan Jett. And this week, I am bringing you... Who am I bringing you, Charlotte?
X-Ray Specs.
With O Bondage,
Up Yours. This is one of my favourites, actually.
Yeah. This brings out the feminist in anyone.
This is... I prefer X-Ray Specs, I think.
To Joan Jett.
I know that's a big claim.
No. I understand.
But
I love this song.
For me, they're a lot more bolshier.
Yeah.
And a lot more out there. You know?
Oh, yeah. They definitely
feel more the anger of punk in this band, and you'll see what I mean now. Here's X-Ray Specs with O Bondage, Up Yours.
URN After Dark.
URN.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think... O Bondage, Up Yours! One, two, three, four!
Bye.
What a female vocal there.
I would like to remind everyone listening that that song didn't even chart.
It's crazy,
that's
isn't it?
That's unbelievable.
Isn't that crazy?
Like, people say this is the archetypal women's punk. And, like, how can you have, you know, a sub-genre within something that was so popular with such iconic band members, like, that didn't even make an impact on the mainstream world.
And you saw how well Blondie did.
I know.
It really surprises me.
Yeah.
It really, really does. X-Ray Spectre from London, and they formed in 1976. And they were an English punk band, which is always important to note.
Yes.
Their inspirations are completely different depending on where they're from in punk. It really is true.
Yeah. I think it's important with these lot as well. They're sort of coming together as a band just before punk becomes really commercial.
Yeah.
So the two...
Which is a good time to be a punk artist.
Oh, yeah. But literally just before the Sex Pistols sell out. It's this moment. It's this moment where the pot is boiling and X-Ray Specs are one of the bits of oil that have flown 400 miles away from the cooker and burnt the Prime Minister, the President of the United States, and messed with everyone in the room. And I just think it's a joy to listen to a song like that.
You know what I really love about X-Ray Specs is that they describe themselves as deliberate underachievers. I mean, how punk can you get?
Yeah.
Deliberate underachievers.
Or they were just university students.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of me and you right now, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I suppose it's apt that we're doing a punk show on the eve of University of Nottingham going into mainstream strikes.
It's true. Yep. It's true.
Up the pickets. We'll be there tomorrow, West Entrance. Be there or be square.
Right, we're going to play one of my favourites now. This is the Cockney Rejects, sticking with the London theme.
Oi, oi, oi!
And this is called Oi, 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 as you may have known by Zach's
little shout out there.
I just love the cheekiness of the song, and you'll soon find out now. So here is Cockney Rejects with Oi, Oi, Oi.
Investment!
was the Cockney Rejects. East End of London.
You wouldn't suspect that that's the same song that came out of the band. That's the song that came out of the band that produced I'm Forever Blowing Bubbles.
I know, you wouldn't, would you?
No.
1980 song, that song that's just played, Oi Oi Oi, was the inspiration for the name of Oi music genre. I didn't know there was an Oi music genre, did you?
No.
Apparently there is, and it's inspired by that song. I'm kind of intrigued.
So is the Oi genre supposed to be like the East End geezers?
I presume so.
Well, I know that they did describe themselves as just a rip off of Sham 69. So at least they knew who they were.
It's true.
I just love when people are blatantly honest like that.
I love them because they're so cheeky, and all of their songs are very much the same. You know, we're just having a laugh type thing.
Interesting fact, actually.
Go on.
The bass player, his father was very, very good friends with Reggie Cray. So, mm-hmm. You know, if we're talking East End embedded legacy.
They are proper East
Enders. They're proper East End.
And you can get that from their name is Cockney Rejects.
Yes.
So,
it's interesting that, actually, because that's sort of what punk's all about, isn't it, really?
It,
you know,
definitely
a reject.
Yeah.
And, you know, when working class are getting absolutely shafted by the government, it is the Cockneys that are feeling it, aren't they? So, and the Northerners, but, you know.
It's so true.
I have a bias, don't I?
I mean, you're kind of from the South.
Kind of.
I mean, you're not London.
Right, we're not having this argument on air.
But I'm from the North, so I know that the North did struggle at that time.
Yes.
But I'm sure
Londoners my family is a mining family, but I'm not here to legitimate myself in your eyes.
But anyway, I kind of want to investigate this Oi music genre now. I feel like I might investigate it for next week's show.
I feel like we could have a little Oi section.
Can we do that? Can we do an Oi music?
As long
genre.
As I can start the section with Oi!
Feel free. Right, we've got so many more songs to bring you in the next few minutes, but we're going to hit off with some classic Beastie Boys now.
Yes, yeah. Last week we played The Streets for you as an example of post-punk. But I think stemming a lot closer musically, mm-hmm. and in the whole sort of idea of raw and untamed music, I think Beastie Boys are, you know, set an example for every genre on how to do it and how to do it the punk way.
Exactly. So without further ado, here is I Want Some Beastie Boys.
URN After Dark.
God bless the Beastie Boys, rest in peace and all those sort of things. Their music is unbelievable, inspirational, and I have to say that through a lot of my development in, you know, post-punk and understanding all those things that are going on. You know, those four blokes that, you know, just drove the world crazy with their raw and untamed music is something that, you know, we just take for granted in like a mass media era. We've got a lot of other stuff coming, but I think it's perfect to contrast this post-punk song with Anarchy Burger via The Vandals. This is one of my absolute favourite songs. Charlotte mentioned last week that I've got a bit of anarchist tendencies. I don't know how true that is, but I think if there's any song that encapsulates the idea of punk and anarchy, this is the one. So this is Anarchy Burger by The Vandals. Enjoy, guys. Anarchy Burger.
We said that at the same time.
Hold the government.
We were that keen then.
Oh, I love that song. I was just saying. I was just saying before we put that on, if you weren't around to listen to that, that this song is sort of the epitome of two fingers to the world around you, and we want to do what we want, and we don't want you to tell us what to do. And I just love about that song the silliness. Like,
it's so true.
It's unbelievable how, you know, at this point they're dealing with such serious subject matters as overthrowing governments with, you know, comparing it to their favourite burger shop.
It is so true.
Can you imagine Drake doing that?
I know, he wouldn't, would he?
No.
And yet he still gets all the hits.
Yeah, I know. But The Vandals, that's the true MVP. Don't worry about that, guys.
Right, it is time for something really exciting. We are going to introduce you to some new music in a second. But first, we're going to play The Jam in the City. Get you revved and ready.
So I'm sorry, guys. This is a bit of a sing-along day for me. And I'm going to have to hold myself back. But this song, if nothing's got you singing along so far, this is the one to do it.
This one takes me back to when I was dancing around my dad's living room with the stereo blasting of The Jam.
Off his 12-inch vinyls, yeah.
One of his favourite CDs.
Oh, he had it on CD?
This was on a CD. It wasn't on a vinyl.
Oh,
it's one of his favourite CDs, and we used to just play it, and I used to just dance around his living room, and this just takes me back to that. So here is The Jam in the City, one of my favourites by The Jam. Here we are.
Say to you, but whenever I approach you, you make me look a fool.
Caught me at the end of that song singing along to that then. That was In the City, The Jam. Absolutely love that.
It's unbelievable, isn't
it? Right, it is time for this now, though.
Here's some new music, you fucking slags.
It is time for some new music.
Oh, and what music we've got to bring for you this week. Not as brand spanking new as Freak was last week.
No.
But it's just unmissable. It's Nottingham-based. It's the Sleaford Mods.
Yeah, and I mean, this band, we've been listening to them almost
non-stop.
Like all week,
yeah.
I guess, since we discovered them. Mm. Haven't stopped listening to them, and I connect with so many of their songs.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Honestly, their tone is incredible.
Yes.
I really, really like
yeah.
their tone.
I think the way they produce their music as well is that sort of idea that punk had, that anyone could make it.
Yep.
And we're going to play TCR
to start
for
with.
You.
Yeah, we're going to start. The good thing about new music on our show, on Not Calling, is that we're going to play two tracks from the new
yeah.
music band.
We want to give you a whole overview.
You get a little bit of an introduction, you know? So we're going to kick it off with a bit of TCR.
This is one of their most famous songs.
Yeah, it's one of the most famous. They were formed in 2007.
In Notts.
So they've not been around too long, but... they are from Nottingham, and
they've got a music producer and
yeah,
this sort of like punk style rapper guy, bit of the streets, bit of, you know, Johnny Rotten all mixed
Zach
into
could
one.
Talk about them all night, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So we're gonna play TCR now. We're gonna introduce you to that one, and then we're gonna play a second song, and we'll talk about the second song after this. So here's TCR, Sleaford Mods.
Control pricing. I was supposed to be going out, that took ages. Kids are hardcore, aren't they? They don't mess about. Mad ass, chit chat, duties, more nappies. Then I managed to get out. The sharp knife whistled around my coat as I motioned up to the main road. The wails of your offspring behind you. When you plan to do something, but at that moment you realise it's not quite right, not really something you should be doing tonight. World before me, a few hellos, expectant mums with blokes that I know. The bus word, 350 all day ticket, but I knew deep down I wasn't gonna use it. I thought about his face when I asked if he had any Rioja. at me like that, like you think I'm some wine twat. I like it. I sit in the ass a lot. Eventually you get an idea, little shit. Go and listen to some fucking garage punk, you pointy little tit. To me got up and left, and apart from the 8 empty pint glasses they left on the table, I thought it was the better bet, more upright. I ain't slouching, I'm not a beatnik, although this pub did call for that kind of angle. I ain't going out, going out is for young people. I can't sit and enjoy a drink, I want the lot. Have you got any numbers, and how much has he got? The trappings of luxury can't save you from the nail biting with repetitive brain injury, the injury of your useless mind, stuck to the track, clinging on to years of, that's not yours, that's mine, give me it, total control racing, TCR, going round and round, under the bridges, slowing down, it's all about technique, and shandy sheet, under 5 seconds flat, the tragedy of the maleless fucking man.
Of mods there, TCR. We just laugh. I was just telling Zach about the video for that. It's literally just them playing scale electrics for the whole time. Which is,
I mean, if anyone's going to fulfill a childhood dream, scale electric is going to be involved.
It's brilliant.
In it.
We were just actually discussing, they've just been signed by Rough Trade.
Yes.
Which means they're, you know, you can go
local.
To.
They're a local.
They are local, but you can go to Rough Trade, like we mentioned last week, and get their albums.
Yes, well, in anticipation of this show as well, we went in the other day, because Rough Trade tend to show a lot of their music off, and they've still got a lot of punk artists signed.
They do.
And I did happen to run into the album of which TCR is part, and one of their live albums from 2017.
I'm very surprised you didn't drag me to buy it.
Well, you know, the punk lifestyle means that I'm having to wear bin bags for clothes at the moment, so money isn't too available right now. But no, Sleaford Mods, absolutely unbelievable, and it's great when we've got these sort of things in our back doors. We said last week, didn't we, that we're just surprised with like how Nottingham is just the music hub of the music that we love.
So up there with music at the minute. I was just searching whether they're playing Nottingham.
Yes.
And they're actually playing the Theatre Royal Concert Hall in Nottingham on the 30th of September this year. So
that's definitely a date for the diary.
If you fancy like an early birthday present, for example, or something like
that. It's my birthday in 2 weeks, Charlotte, so I'd love a birthday present.
You can
get
tickets for them online now at Theatre Royal Concert Hall. So cool that they're playing a concert hall as a punk band. That's amazing.
But as we were saying, this is a homegrown talent, and this next song we're going to play reflects that a little bit more.
Yeah, this next song, if you watch the video, it is actual video of the town centre.
Yeah.
So you can watch it, even if you don't live in Notts anymore or haven't really been to Notts, you can get a sense of Nottingham through the video. It's really, really cool. So here is Tied Up in Notts by the Sleaford Mods.
Thank you.
overspill under the piss station. Two pints, destroyer on the cobbled floors. No amount of whatever is gonna chirp the chip off. It's the final countdown by fucking Journey. I woke up with shit in my sock. Outside the Polish off license. They don't mind, said the arsehole to the legs. You gotta be cruel to be kind. Shit bank, save it up like Norbert Colin. Release the stench of shit grub like a giant toilet kraken. The lonely life that is touring. I got an armful of decent tunes, mate, but it's all so fucking boring. Tied up in knots with a Z, you cunt. Black t-shirts and state toss. Knob is nuts, the rule of rough cuts. A to Z of nothing gets all the shiz. We are real, we are looking 20p and the 10p mix. Crab Eyes, another lonely little DJ with no fucking life. Weeabix, England, fucking shredded wheat, Kellogg's cunts. On bleak shiz, Artcock, the green light don't stop. The shit homegrown dealers of Berlin, begging for lolly. And it's beautiful how the privilege still let them in. Knots, shit, and then the dealers tipped up, tied up in knots, shit, and then the dealers tipped up.
Break up the riots. That was Tied Up in Knots by the Sleaford Mods.
Love that. Love
we,
that.
We love that.
And you were going to mention one of their songs that you wanted other people to listen to that we couldn't actually get on the show.
Yes,
today.
Yeah. One of the songs that we struggled to get on is this song called Just Like We Do. It's one of their more recent songs, actually. Mm-hmm. And that song is about them experiencing being punks out of like a punk world. So they're having some sort of existential crisis, and that song is the product
it's
of that.
True.
So that's,
you know, a lot of people say punk's dead. We discussed this on last week's show. It must feel for especially bands like that that they are operating punk outside of a punk world.
Oh, definitely.
You know? Definitely check them out. That they are on Spotify if you can't get them on YouTube.
Yeah. So just like we do, it's like their fourth most popular song on Spotify. So it's an easy find.
I've got to say, I can't get the image of John Cooper Clarke, the poet and the comedian, out of my head when he sings, because it's exactly the same voice.
For people that aren't avid watchers of 8 out of 10 Cats Does Countdown, John Cooper Clarke is this sort of just...
He's this, a Midlander
this
poet.
This god of, like, London poet.
He's
like,
not London, he's Midland.
Is he?
He's like Midland, and it's the Midland voice, and that's why... I connect him with Sleaford Mods because it's the Midland accent that I don't often hear in mainstream things.
Music,
so for him to be a mainstream comedian with a Midland voice, I kind of connect him with the Sleaford Mods because you know that it's the same kind of voice. It's really cool. Talking of funny people though, we're gonna go to Bowling for Soup next. This is kind of on the other end of the spectrum.
Yeah.
This is post-punk. This is, you know, pop punk. This is a sort of punk you would hear on Radio 1. Bowling for Soup, though, are a hilarious band from America. I've seen them for £12, I think, in the past. They've gone up in price now.
Oh,
but
they've really gone up in price.
In
they're
the
playing
past,
Rock City soon.
They were playing... They haven't... They have played
have
Rock City,
Have they already played?
But they are so, so funny. If you get a chance to go see them, go see them.
And if you listen to their music, listen to the live albums.
The live albums, yeah, because it's more like seeing a comedy act than actually seeing a band.
It's like watching your best friends.
It really
up
is.
Up on stage, playing some music that they're enjoying and you're enjoying in the crowd.
It is, and you get the sense through the music. So here's their song, Punk Rock 101.
Of course.
This is their take on punk music.
Listen
and
up, Johnny Rotten.
Bowling for Soup.
Yeah. just say that?
I said it's stupid, contagious, to be broken, famous. Can someone please save us from Pop Rock 101? My Dickies, your sweatbands, my spiked hair, your new Vans. Let's throw up our rock hands from Pop Rock 101. It's stupid, contagious, to be broken, famous. Can someone please save us from Pop Rock 101? My Dickies, your sweatbands, my spiked hair, your new Vans. Let's throw up our rock hands from Pop Rock 101. It's stupid, contagious, to be broken, famous. Can someone please save us from Pop Rock 101? My Dickies, your rock hands, my spiked hair, your new Vans. Let's shop with some sweatbands at Pop Rock 101.
That was Bowling for Soup there, Punk Rock 101. Oh,
if you
absolutely,
yeah. If you were in the studio right now and you'd seen Charlotte dancing around, I probably wouldn't have to mention that this was Charlotte's pick for the show today.
All right. I had to introduce you guys to some pop punk, like
some pop punk.
You needed.
We'll be doing Busted next week, guys. Tune in.
We have to introduce, you know, all areas of
course,
punk.
Of course,
and that is one of the far branches of punk. It's what punk has built up.
Oh yeah, definitely. You know? They've definitely got that attitude. But then they're so much older than the other people producing music around them. So they were exposed
it's
to all that sort of source material, weren't they? So
it's very true.
Yeah.
They are quite old now.
They are quite old.
They're from Texas, and they have so many brilliant songs. If you liked what you just heard and you haven't heard of them, go check them out. They're very, very funny and definitely worth watching. They were in Nottingham a couple of weeks ago, and I know a few of my friends went, but I think they're back in the United States now touring, so unfortunately you kind of missed your
unless
missed your chance
a flight is what you desire after hearing that beautiful bit of music.
You never know, people
forget,
may be that
forget
devoted.
Coachella. I'm going to see Bowling for Soup in Texas somewhere.
All right.
Okay.
Let's play The Dam now.
Back on track with the so the song we're going to play in just a minute is New Rose by The Dam. Now this is the band's first single. It's also very important because it's the first British punk rock single rather than album to have been exported over Europe. It didn't make it to the States, but over Europe, and it's just one of the most iconic punk songs.
I mean The Damned are definitely punk in
yes.
my eyes. But some people say they're rock. We have the same Joan Jett argument
Here. Oh, well, as someone who stuck up for Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, you know, I don't think The Damned could be even considered in that conversation.
No, I don't.
To be honest, I
agree with you on this one. I don't think it can be considered as rock
wow.
at all. But if you look on Wikipedia, for example, they are listed as rock, not punk.
I think it's because a lot of the bands that we look at are punk in their inception. And then I think one of the key features of punk is that you've got those low production costs. And, you know, with three chords, anybody can make a punk song. That sort of famous cover from those punk rock magazines in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, one of the things you're looking at is that as these bands get more popular, you know, mainstream music business is going to reach in and try and have, you know, its way with their music, and that's why I think a lot of people move over to rock. But it's great to have these sort of initial moments, like the sparks of the fire that set off their career, and they are the most violent sparks. They're the punk sparks, and they're something that really shakes the boat, and especially with
yeah.
The Damned, really sets them apart.
The Damned are actually really cool because they haven't stopped releasing music. They're still releasing music today, and like they released an album called Evil Spirits in 2018. Yeah.
They've had 2 months.
I know. Crazy, right?
That is unbelievable.
It's not officially released yet either. It's released on the 13th of April.
I tell you what we will do. We'll have a listen to that when it comes out.
We will have a listen to it, and we will be playing some of those music on our show, hopefully,
yes.
if it's any good. But it is time for us to say goodbye. We're going to leave you with The Damned with New Rose. We'll be back next week with the same new music and branches of punk.
Don't forget the old music.
We all, of course, give you some classics. We'll be coming back with Clash, Sex Pistols, as I mentioned earlier. and some more new music. I know Zach's very excited about
next week's is a real find. You're gonna love it. If you come back, just come back half an hour through the show, because that's the moment that everything's gonna
kick off.
Tell
people that.
Yeah, but the first half's all your picks anyway.
Anyway, stay tuned for that next week. But now we're gonna leave you with New Rose, The Damned. Thank you so much for listening
Thank
to
Knots
Calling. Me and Zach will see you next week.
Bye.
Really going out with him?
Kinda strange, like a stormy sea. I don't know why, I don't know why. I guess these things have gotta be. I've got a new rose, I've got a good. Yes, I knew that I always would. I can't stop to mess around. I got a brand new rose in town. See the sun, it shines. Don't get too close or it'll burn your eyes. Don't you run away that way. You can come back another day. I got a new rose, I got a good. Yes, I knew that I always would. I can't stop to mess around. I got a brand new rose in town. I never thought this could happen to me. I feel so strange, oh why should it be? I don't deserve somebody this great. Oh, I better go, or it'll be too late. Like a stormy sea. I don't know why, I don't know why. I guess these things have gotta be. I've got a new rose, I've got a good. Yes, I knew that I always would. I can't stop to mess around. Like a brand new rose in town.
We're joined live in the studio by Azeem Ward.
I'm joined at the Capital FM Arena with the Vaccines.
I'm joined by Newton Faulkner. Newton, hello.
Liam, the guitarist from Chemist, on the line now. How you doing, Liam?
The incredible rap boy.
And I'm here with Philip of Nothing But Thieves. How you doing,
here at Bodega in Nottingham with Jess and the Bandits. You guys been to Nottingham before?
Yeah. I think there's equal value in performing to large crowds and also a crowd like yourselves, because we can interact with the audience a lot more.
One of our fans said, your songs give me so much hope, and I thought that was amazing.
But Nottingham's a great place for music. People are just so receptive.
That recording of literally 5 minutes after we wrote it, we're kind of constantly talking to producers about what to do with it, and everyone's kind of like, well, why don't you just use that?
There is always going to be an infidelity in the performance, but having said that, that's actually one of the reasons why live music is so nice, that kind of it can be spontaneous and it can be imperfect, but in the imperfectionist is some beauty.
URN After Dark.
URN.